or beliefs. Ooh, she must be a, look how she dressed. Opinions, thoughts, all of this goes on in our mind. We have thoughts, beliefs, and opinions about God, right? And we could go on. And finally, again, reasoning. What does it mean to think? It has to do with what? Our thoughts. Come on, our opinions and beliefs and our reasoning. As Christians, if you have given your life to the Lord, we need to understand that we must demonstrate our love for the Lord even in our thinking. Yeah. I demonstrate my love for my God even in how I think. Notice what Mark 12 says. Y'all go to Mark 12 and 30. Let's go to Mark 12 and 30, and let's see what Jesus taught about thinking as it relates to us loving God. See, we have to love God, young people, with our total being, even with how we think. Notice Mark 12 and 30. Look at it. It says, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment." So I have to love God with everything within me, even when it comes to how I think. And love is more than just a good feeling. Love, young people, has to do with my commitment to God. I have to stay committed, even in my thinking, on what the will of God is as a young person. Love also has to do with my obedience to God. I have to stay committed to Him, and I have to think, man, I need to obey God more so than anybody else. That needs to be a part of my thinking. See, if you wake up in the morning and the first thing on your mind is, man, I need to talk to my friends, then you are not thinking like you are in love with Jesus. Because the first thing that should be on your mind, I need to just thank my God for allowing me to see another day. I need to spend some time with Him and in His word. That's how we need to think if we love Him. Are you understanding, young people? When we come into His house, my thoughts need to be, man, I love God. And even though I'm going through something, I'm going to give God the praise. I'm going to worship Him in spirit and in truth, despite what I am going through. That needs to be how we think. Y'all saw it in Mark chapter 12? All right. Let's look at what the Bible teaches about thinking. Before we deal with our main text, I need to go a little further. Y'all still with me? All right, I want to show you some truths about our thinking before we deal with our text, because I want to have a good foundation so when I hit Proverbs 14 and 15, we all on the same page. All right, so let's look at a few truths about our thinking. All right, always remember, number one, how we think has creative power. Our thinking has creative power. Say that again. Our has what? Now, can some of y'all speak English? All right, let's raise our voice. Ready, go. Our has Proverbs 23 and 7. You need to know this verse. Some of you have heard it, but you need to know it. And we're going to look at part of the verse, the first part, Proverbs 23 and 7. The writer says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." That's powerful. How I think is how things are going to be. How he thinks in his heart, so is he. If you think that you're unattractive, you're going to carry yourself that way. That's how you're going to carry yourself. If you think you're a thug, you're going to carry yourself that way. Man, I'm hard. You're going to start carrying yourself that way. You can be smart, but if you think being smart is not cool, you're going to dumb yourself down. Yeah. You're not going to look at being intelligent as being what God wants you to be. You're going to look and say, well, I might well dumb myself down so I can be accepted for others. As you think, so you will be. Man, it ain't going to work out. Well, guess what? It ain't going to work out because that's how you are. That's how you're thinking. How many see how creative our mind is? All right. Number two. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. So what's the first truth we understand? That's right. Don't think that God ain't going to bless you if you've been living right. He going to bless you. You just got to suffer with him first before you reign with him. Don't think God ain't gonna give you your heart's desire. If you delighten yourself in him, guess what he going to do? He going to give you your heart's desire. That's how we have to think. Our thinking has creative power. 1 Corinthians. Let's go to 13. We must mature in our thinking. We must mature in our thinking. Second truth, come on. We must mature. We got to grow up. Now, as a young person, the text is going to reveal that we think childish when we're young or we are a young saint. But it needs to come a point to where we mature or grow in how we think. Notice what Paul says here in 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood or thought as a what? Child. Then he says, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away what? Childish thing. You see, when he was a child, that's how he thought. When he was immature. But then he said, I became a what? I became a man. I had to mature in my thinking. All of us in here, you need to look at every aspect of your life and say, man, how do I need to mature in how I think? As a leader, do you think childishly? Or are you growing in how you think? As a preacher, are you childish in thinking? Or are you saying, man, I'm striving to mature? And I can go down the line. We have to grow in how we think. We don't want to be thinking like a child. See, y'all see Mullins' baby? He brought his son with him today. When Mullins' baby messes on himself, he thinking, well, somebody going to clean it up. Right? But as he grows, he going to learn, you need to do that. You need to do that yourself. Same way it is with us. We to the point to where if we mess up, we should have to think, I need to get this right. What do you call that? Maturing. And so in every area of your life, as you grow, remember, man, I got to grow up. I don't need to be thinking like a child. Is that hitting home? All right. Third truth about our thinking. Who remembers the first truth? Our thinking has what? Creative power. Second truth about our thinking. We got to mature. We got to grow up. If I say something sharp to you, don't get in your feelings. If I'm right, I'm right. Don't be mad like a little baby. You right. Just get it right and make the necessary. That's it. That's mature thinking. Don't be, Pastor don't like me. He don't love me. See, that's childish. That's childish. Mama, if you love me, you wouldn't spank me or put me on punishment. See, that's childish. Okay? Last trait. Our mind or thinking has to be renewed. Yeah. Romans 12. No, Romans the other way. There we go. Romans 12. There we go. Notice Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed, help me out, young people, to this world, but be. Boy, y'all need to quit going to school online. Y'all need to go back to school. They need to open the doors right up right now. Let's try that again. Ready? And do not be to, but be by. See, our mind needs to be renewed. Our mind needs to be renewed, and it is renewed or transformed. Our lives are transformed by the word of God. See, some of you that used to be in children's church, you used to sitting down, you know, having class a certain way, maybe getting some snacks. You know what? Them days over. Now that you up here and you growing, you got to get used to having the preacher come directly in your face and breaking the word down and you receiving it and putting it into action. And when we go through that process, our mind is being what? Our mind is being renewed. And it should cause your life to be transformed. Are y'all with me? So what are the three truths we learned about thinking? Our thinking has what? Creative power. Number two, come on. We got to mature in our thinking. And number three, our thinking or mind has to be renewed. In our text, now that we're on the same page, the proverb writer is revealing truth about the simple. I don't want anyone to be offended, but I got to tell you like it is. A person that is simple is someone that lacks knowledge and understanding. Just simple. From a biblical standpoint, young people, it's as if the person does not have a pastor. Or a person has a pastor, but they haven't been receiving what the pastor has been teaching. They lack knowledge and understanding. And knowledge and understanding is what the pastor is supposed to feed God's people with. But when we act simple-minded, it's as if either we don't have a pastor or we haven't been listening to what the pastor has been teaching. Just so simple. Secondly, when a person is simple in their thinking, it says that they are easily taken advantage of or tricked. Someone can just get over on them. They just naive or simple. And you got folk that prey on simple girls. They just looking to take advantage of them. Because it's as if they ain't got a clue. It's salesmen that look for teenagers that are simple so they can get over on them, take advantage of them. And finally, to be simple means to be childish or just stupid. Yeah. Lord, I have been stupid before. Just so simple in my thinking. Just so simple. I remember back when I was in school, I didn't want to study. And I've told this story before. I actually took the book and put it under my pillow and slept on it, expecting what was in the book that was just going to come into my mind. And I would just do well in class. Look at somebody say, he was so stupid. I did that. And I actually thought it was going to work. I had to study. And I didn't want to study. I was looking for the easy way out or a quick route. And you got young folk like that now in our day and time, looking for a quick route, looking for a get-rich-quick scheme, just simple or stupid. Woo! Now, let me ask something. Who in here been simple before? By a show of hands. Probably 100%. We probably all been simple. But after today, we shouldn't be simple in our thinking. How many are with me? Say, shout praise the Lord. Notice our text, Proverbs 14 and 15. The writer says, the simple believes every word. The simple believes every word. Now, Paul taught when it comes to Christ, we should be simple as far as believing what our God says. But here in the text, he's not talking about that standpoint. He's saying there are people that are actually simple in their thinking where they believe every report that they hear. Every report. Simple not only has to do with a report, but every conversation they hear, they believe it. Well, you know, so-and-so said such and such, and they just go ahead and believe it. Simple. Every saying that they hear, they just believe it. You know, it's a popular saying. You know, God helps them, they help themselves. That ain't even Bible. But they believe it. You got to remember what the Bible say, that golden rule. Show me golden rule in the Bible. It ain't in there. But simple thinking people believe every word. Well, it's on the internet, so it got to be true. Well, they said it on CNN, MSNBC, and they said it on Fox, so it got to be real. Simple minded. But then you show somebody what the Bible said, and they be like, you know what? No. Simple minded. See, the Bible asks a question. Whose report will you believe? Simple minded folk, they believe whatever they hear without considering God's word. We don't need to be like that, young folk. When you look in scripture, you see young people that were victorious in Christ, and one of the primary reasons was because they were not simple in their thinking. The king told them Hebrew boys, look, I'm going to kill you and throw y'all in this fire if y'all don't bow down and worship my golden image. But they weren't simple in thinking. They was like, look, O king, we not going to answer you in this matter. Basically letting them know, look, there's someone greater that we fear. Look at how powerful their thinking was. Do what you got to do, but we don't answer to you. Our God has the final say. They refuse to be simple in their thinking. And that's how we have to be, young folk. We don't need to believe every word. You don't believe every word. That's how you get got. That's how folk get over on you. You don't believe every word. You consider what God's word says. You consider what God's word says. Is it hitting home? But if you the type of person, well, it's on the news, so it must be true. You simple in your thinking. And you probably could be good folk, but still just be simple in your thinking. Well, such and such made a whole CD singing about Jesus, so they must be Christian. Come on now, that's simple. Anybody can make a CD talking about God. That don't mean that they Christian. Don't be simple in your thinking. Woo. Look at somebody say, woo. All right, let's look at what the Bible teaches about some results of simple thinking. Because some of y'all are not responding the way I expected you to respond. Are y'all listening? Yes. Are you receiving? Yes. All right. Let's look at some results of being simple in thinking, and then we're going to be done. Notice, simple folk are deceived. If you are simple in your thinking, you are deceived. If you think everybody like you, you simple in your thinking. Everybody don't like you. Everybody don't like you. Smile on your face, but somebody in there don't like you. I learned that. It may take some time for you to learn that, but trust me. Jesus went about doing good. Jesus loved the whole world, but he still had folk that didn't like him. He had folk that wanted to kill him. And let me tell you something, young folk. You got to get out of saying, everybody my friend, everybody like me. That's just not a true statement. That's just not a true statement. Everybody don't like you. And so you have to be careful, or remember what the Bible teaches. The righteous chooses his friends carefully. You be careful, because some people you call your friend can be your worst enemy, or one of your worst enemies. There are people that you can grow up in life, young folk, you wish you would have never got close to them. So you don't be simple. You don't be simple in your thinking. Somebody send you an email. Hey, I got $100,000. I need you to help me get out the bank. And if you respond to this email, I'm going to give you 10% of it. And you respond and give them all your information. That's simple thinking. They done deceived you. They done deceived you. My wife came home telling me about someone told her that because of how they were thinking, they were helping somebody. Somebody stole $70,000 from them. You do not need to be simple in your thinking so people can deceive you. Are y'all understanding, young folk? Notice what the Bible says in Romans 16, 18. Roll with me. I got to deal with this one some more. Romans 16, 18. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. Notice, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts or the minds of the simple. You see how simple folk get deceived? By smooth words and flattering speech. Girl, you so fine, but it's not your body I'm looking at. It's your mind. The way you carry yourself, and I just want to get to know you a little bit more. You do something to me. I've never met a woman like you before. Them some smooth words right there. Some smooth words. Sounds something like a player. You got to be careful so you are not deceived or tricked. Flattering speech. Man, you seem like you're very intelligent. Very smart. Seems like you've taken care of your money. You're taking care of your bills. This is a great deal. This will be the best deal you. If I were you, I'd take advantage of it. And you don't do your research. 60 days after you do the deal, you'll be regretting that you did, but you'll be stuck then. It's too late. You done signed the deal for a car note for 10 years. 10 years? Yeah, they got my payment down to $35. But you're going to be paying for it forever. Deceived. Eve was deceived. She knew what God told her. You can have everything, but don't touch this tree. And here come the devil with smooth words and flattering speech. Did God really say that? You ain't going to die. Your eyes going to be open. Look at it. It's good to eat. Smooth word. Put it on her. And she partook of the fruit. Eve was simple. Simple in her thinking. And the enemy got the best of her. And it's been happening for centuries. It's been happening for centuries. You got young folk that's being deceived because they let their friends put the pressure on them to do things they know they have no business doing. And they end up addicts. End up addicts. Why? They told me, you know, you can stop anytime you want. But that spirit got a hold to you or a hold to that person. And they gone. It's going to take some deliverance to get them off of that thing. You don't want to be like that. So we have to make sure We are not simple in our thinking, so people don't deceive us. How many are receiving this? Yeah. I'm not going to end up like Eve. You're not going to get over on me. You're not going to get over on me. Number two, Lord have mercy. Let's go to Proverbs 22 and 3. Proverbs 22 and 3. You hate to say it, but there's some young women in here that have been deceived. And it truth be told, it's because they were simple in their thinking. They were simple in their thinking. Y'all listen to me and listen to me real carefully. God places parents in your life to help you not to be simple, especially godly parents. And God gives you shepherds so you are not ignorant or simple. You have to make sure you are paying attention to what your pastor and your parents are teaching you, especially when what they're teaching you is lining up with God's word so people don't deceive you. Because your pastor and your parents are not going to always be with you. And you have to be to the point to where you can make choices that's going to cause you to be productive in life. And the Holy Spirit, of course, will guide us into all truth when they're not present. But we have to have that mindset. We have to have that type of thinking. Are y'all with me? All right, Proverbs 22 and 3. Notice what it says. A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Simple folk don't think sin will harm them. And so simple thinking young folk are punished or ruined. You see that? A prudent man will say, no, I ain't fooling with that. That's evil right there. No, I ain't going there. That right there will get me messed up. No, I'm not going to do that because if I die practicing that, I lift my eyes in hell. But a simple thinking young person, ain't nothing going to happen to me. Let me live my life. Let me make my own choices. You sound mighty simple. Sound mighty simple. Because if it's evil and you saying it ain't going to harm you just because you Christian, your thinking is jacked up. Your thinking is jacked up. You're going to be ruined for that. If this verse be true. And how many know God's word is true? And see, this little pandemic we going through, some of God's folk going to be ruined if they don't repent and have a change of heart. God don't change. God still wants his people not to forsake the assembly of themselves. And the Bible does not change. As much as we see the day of the Lord approaching, we need to gather ourselves together. But you got some saints, they thinking it's so simple, they'll go everywhere else but God's house. And according to this verse, they're going to be ruined for that. You reap what you sow. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. Let's look at it again. Proverbs 22 and 3. Y'all help me read it with a loud voice so you know this ain't Baker 101. It's Bible, right? Notice. Ready? Read. A prudent foresees and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are. Whenever you see evil, young folk, don't be simple. Don't be simple. It's certain stuff you just don't play with. You don't play with pornography. I just like watching it. I just like watching it. You finna get messed up. Your whole sexual mentality is gonna be jacked up. You're gonna be thinking everybody you meet need to be like that person in that movie. And it just ain't like that. You gonna bump into someone like, oh, you want me to do what? You got the wrong one. Messed up. Man, it looked like they having so much fun smoking. Looked like they having so much fun drinking. Okay. That's evil. Go ahead and do it if you want to. You're going to be punished for that. You're going to pay for that. You're going to pay for that. But I go to church. It don't matter. Your sin will find you out. The wages of sin is death. Don't be simple in your thinking. It's traps and snares out here, young folk, you can avoid if you just listen to who God wants you to listen to. Don't be simple-minded. Don't be simple in your thinking. I was going to go another way this morning, but the Holy Spirit got me going this way. Is it helping anybody? All right. Last verse. Let's go to Proverbs 14. So what is one result? We learned two thus far about being simple in thinking. The first one being what? The simple are the deceived. Yeah. Take your time in life, young folk. Go at the pace that God wants you to go. God always gives righteous people steps. The steps of a righteous man are ordered. Don't be in such a hurry. Just stay in the will of God. And if you do that, you don't have to worry about being deceived. Yeah. What's the second result of being simple and thinking? You're punished. You're going to come to ruin. You look at that prodigal son in the scripture, who we call the prodigal son. He wanted to just be with his friends so bad. So bad. And his father just got to the point to where he just let him go. And look how simple he was in his thinking. His friends used up all his money, and he was right there with them, partying, using prostitutes in another country. I mean, he was an international player. That's what the Bible say. Went to a far country, spent up all his money on partying and prostitutes, and ended up broke, eating with the pigs. Until finally his thinking, he matured. He said, man, I need to go back to my father's house. I need to get back right. But look at how his simple thinking messed him up. Finally, Proverbs 14, and notice verse 18. Lord have mercy. It reads, the simple inherit folly. Let's read that together. Ready, go. The simple inherit folly. If we are simple in our thinking, look at what we're going to reap. Folly. Folly. Somebody say, what's that? I'm ready for you. Trouble. Foolishness. Mess. And we could go on and on. When a person is just simple in their thinking, look at what they're going to get. Trouble. I mean, you think about it, young folks. You ever seen a young person, you ever known somebody that graduated from high school 2-3 years later, they still doing that dumb stuff? Ain't working, just at home playing video games, won't get no haircut, you know, just walking around looking like, just looking like something, you know what I mean? And you'd be like, man, what are you doing with yourself? And they just messy, just simple. No direction, no vision, no purpose. You don't want to be like that. Or do you? No. So you don't need to be simple in your thinking. You think mama going to take care of you all your life? Now, you might have that kind of mama. It's some mamas that take care of their kids. They baby them their whole life. But how many know you ain't got that kind of mama? You ain't raise your hand. No, ain't going to be no taking care of all your life. It's going to get to a point to where you got to take care of yourself. Simple folk inherit mess. See, I get an amen from the baby. Y'all see that? When you get ready to the point to where you want to make important decisions in your life, you have to really be prayerful, young folk. And don't just look at the surface. Just don't look at the surface. You have to make wise choices. And your thinking has to be where it needs to be. You don't want to go and get a car and you paying a house note for a car. You don't want to be simple, but your mind say, I'm riding looking good. I'm looking good and I'm riding. No, you don't want to be like that. And then ain't got no house, but paying house note money on a car. Ain't got no income, but your credit card's maxed out. That's just trouble. That's messy. And this is some good teaching. You don't want to be like that, young folk. You don't want to be desperate to be in a relationship. Don't be desperate to where you just settle for somebody that's simple. You so desperate. I want somebody to take me to the movies, take me out to eat and get my feet and my nails done. I just want somebody to take care of me. Baby, you could do that. You could do that for yourself. I used to take myself to the movies. So did. Where your girlfriend at? But I ain't going to be at home being miserable. I'm going to get out here and enjoy life. Go to the movies by myself. Would you like one ticket or two? I want one. That's it. You don't be desperate, young folk. You don't be desperate. You wait on God. Are y'all hearing me, young folk? Don't be in such a hurry to get out on your own. Take your time. Stay in God's will. Let me go back to something I said earlier. God operates in stages, young folk. The steps of a good man or a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. See, if you get to be thinking simple in your thinking, you're going to mess yourself up. God will always take us from one step to another step. Don't try to skip no steps. Just go in the order that God desires you to be. You going through a stage right now as a young girl, and you're not really in the boys like that, and boys are not stepping to you right now, they're going to come. It's just you ain't in that season of life. So you don't have to be to the point to where you allow somebody to deceive you just because boys ain't coming in your life right now. And a little girl come your way and try to put on you, well, maybe God didn't make you for boys. Maybe you should try me as a young girl. You don't be simple-minded. The Bible is plain. God made woman for man. That's Bible. And so you don't get simple or you're going to inherit a whole bunch of mess. I had a parent recently tell me, well, I'll tell y'all that later. But how many understand if you're simple in your thinking, you're going to inherit what? Folly. Mess, trouble, or some foolishness. It's coming your way if you are simple in thinking. Don't think you can go out and get no credit card and you ain't got to pay them folk back. They going to get their money. They going to get it. How many understand about simple thinking on this morning? By a show of hands. And how many in here are determined that after today you're not going to be simple in your thinking? Make sure you go by the website. The message notes will be on the website, as well as where you can listen to this message again or watch it on YouTube, all right? I'm done. Let's give God a hand clap of praise.